This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
What exactly is psychopathy? What makes a person a psychopath? Can they control it? How does it come on? Does it ever go away? Those are just some of the many questions that I ask Dr. John Edens in this five-part series, What Makes a Psychopath? Here's another piece of that conversation. A lot of times, psychopaths, we think of in terms of the killers in history, your Ted Bundys and that sort of individual. But in the last handful of years, we've seen quite a few female killers that I don't know if they fit the bill of psychopathy. We certainly call them psycho when we look at some of their actions. Lori Vallow Daybell is one that seems to stand out quite a bit, obviously, with what she has been convicted of doing or being involved in with her children. And then when she speaks, I mean, you're talking to someone who literally, I think, in her mind is living on a different planet. She thinks she's talking to her dead children. She thinks that she killed them or they were killed for the right reasons, or that they didn't die. I mean, it's a cluster of everything that is not based at all in reality. Yet she seems to believe it, you know, wholeheartedly. I don't really think it's an act that she's necessarily putting on. And if she is, I don't know what that means. With something like that, I mean, that's the extreme where it goes so far. Is someone like a Lori Vallow Daybell someone who has psychopathy or is psychopathic? Or is that a whole different just ball of disorders that all kind of come together and look absolutely horrible?
Yeah, I mean, it's and I got to say up front that my knowledge of that case is basically limited to this weekend watching the 3-part Netflix documentary that was done on it.
You got a good education then. That's a good starting point.
Yeah. And, you know, as a psychologist, our ethics are that, you know, we're not supposed to diagnose people that we haven't directly evaluated. But in her case, I'm certainly happy to offer some sort of general ideas of what I at least saw in that documentary. and sort of talk about sort of what types of mental health issues might be tied into those types of actions that seem just on the surface, obviously, like how god awful could it, you know, could you think of something much worse than being convicted of killing your own children? Her own self-description in, you know, some of the interviews that are part of that documentary, you know, at one point, I believe she says she spoke directly to Jesus, you know, what, not praying, but, you know, was in some sort of, I don't know what was going on, but she says she's communicating directly with Jesus. As you said, she talks about, you know, still being in contact with her children. She's involved with this guy who I think anybody would probably say seemed like somebody who's kind of trying to develop his own cult or something very bizarre, and very much was involved with him. And whether she was more of a passive participant in this or was actively, like, you know, it's kind of hard to say based on those types of issues. But clearly, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on that looked on the surface of it to be what we would call delusions, and not delusions in the sense of having, you know, some maybe strange beliefs that other people don't buy into and that you're willing to talk rationally with people about, but you still hold. I mean, we're talking about delusions that are, you know, way, way outside the realm of sort of normal human discourse, and that clearly are very fixed and unchanging, it seems, based on, you know, again, just what appeared in that, you know, in that documentary series. And if, in fact, all of that is accurate and true, and I don't know, because, again, I have not evaluated her, you know, most people, I think, would lean more towards the realm of delusional disorder and potentially something along the lines of schizophrenia or psychosis, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But again, I can't say in any sort of definitive way. If it's all a big scam to try to, after the fact, come up with some explanation for why they did these horrific things, then that might lead you down a different path in terms of diagnoses. But, you know, based on the documentary stuff, you know, her fascination with the end times and having this idea that there's something special about her and the idea that they supposedly can tell whether people are evil or not, or any of the part of that to me that was really where it really to me was like, okay, this is a very different sort of individual than just your garden variety person who's very religious, is when she started, you know, they had that, you know, sort of scale of being able to tell who was, you know, what, who had spirits that were
dark
more
and
or
light.
Less evil.
Yeah.
And that the husband who ultimately was killed was actually possessed by a demon, and they gave him a different name.
Ned Schneider. Yeah. Ned Schneider. Of all, if you're going to go for demon names, Ned Schneider is what you come up with.
Yeah, I feel comfortable saying, again, with caveats about never evaluating her.
Yeah.
And just from watching this, that if the presentation in this documentary is true, she doesn't strike me as somebody who's highly psychopathic. And I want to be clear, I'm not saying that there's not something wrong with her. You know, and I have this in my forensic psychology class that I teach. Just because I say somebody doesn't seem highly psychopathic, that doesn't mean I'm saying they're normal.
Sure.
You know, there's a whole book of other problems and mental diagnoses and things that people can suffer from. Just as an example, your audience might find really interesting is that, Jeffrey Dahmer, is somebody who experts who have kind of looked at him and rated his level of psychopathy on these professional rating scales that get used, didn't describe him as all that especially psychopathic, relative to, say, other, you know, famous serial killers. And I say that and some people gasp, and as I have to very quickly say, like, I'm not saying Jeffrey Dahmer was normal at all.
No.
I'm just saying he wasn't in the Ted Bundy range of psychopathic traits. That doesn't mean that, you know, that everything is hunky dory.
I mean, yeah, not everyone who commits these horrible crimes are psychopaths. They're, like you said,
right.
There's a whole other book of them. It's called the DSM.
Exactly.
And you can, I mean, there's a gazillion things that could cause somebody to go down those roads, psychopath being one of them.
Right.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Turn your tax refund into new tile at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Some things never go out of style, like tile from Mohawk. You can count on the durability, easy maintenance, and timeless beauty of tile. We carry a great selection of over 350 ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and glass tiles to choose from. Head into Menards and let our helpful team get you everything you need for your tile project today.
Save big money at Menards.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.